Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. You know, today I'm going to be talking about the world of work, you know, how we can work in a healthy way. You know, in today's day and age, we're working longer and harder than ever before just due to technology. So we're going to be talking about ways we can work effectively, more productively, in a way that's still, you know, and we can maintain our mental health and our physical health and still have room for joy and time with friends and family and feeling balanced. So we're going to dive deep into this topic about work, because we all, you know, let's face it, most of us have to work and we spend most of our days working, right? So before we dive deep into this conversation, we're going to listen to a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com. Happybeingwell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high fashion, high comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to happybeingwell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back, guys. So most of us spend the majority of our day at work, and research shows that the hours we spend working are constantly increasing. You are unlikely to be able to change either the prevailing work ethic or your working environment. You can keep hold of your priorities and devise strict routines to ensure you make the most of your time. So how to organize your day? If you're one of those people who, having rushed out of the door in the morning, has to return because you've forgotten something, or if you're someone who spends much of your working day flapping about until you reach home in a state of exhaustion, you need to get organized and regain control. Try to take control of your day and reduce stress by preparing as much as possible the night before your workday. Get your clothes ready or lay out the breakfast table. For example, you know, if you drink coffee in the morning, if you make your own coffee in the morning, you know, put the water in your coffee maker, put your coffee beans in your coffee maker, so it's ready when you wake up. All you have to do is just turn on the coffee machine. It saves you a lot of time in the morning. Get up at least 10 minutes earlier than usual to give yourself the extra time to complete whatever it is that causes you to rush. Do not switch on the television, because this will distract you and make you late. Do not answer the phone unless you think it could be really important. Just before leaving the house, go over your mental checklist to reassure yourself you have everything you need. Making a checklist is an effective way of organizing a busy day. You can even stick it to the refrigerator to make sure you haven't forgotten anything. Once you're at work, having a work routine helps you define your achievements and leave the stresses of work behind at the end of the day. Once a week, plan a weekly schedule. Then spend the first 15 minutes of each working day thinking about what you wish to achieve. It helps to make a list, but don't make it too long, as this can be daunting and demotivating. Don't try to do too many things at once. Prioritize and do the essential things first. Try to tackle at least one thing on your list that you really do not like doing. You will have a great sense of achievement when this task is completed. Leave half an hour a day for the unexpected. Delegate as many tasks as possible. Don't take on everything yourself. If you can't delegate, ask for help. Learn to say no politely without feeling the need to justify yourself. Get a good diary and use it. Meetings should be to the point. Always make it clear when they will end. If you are delayed for any reason, call and inform the person you are meeting. If you have to break an appointment, try to give as much notice as possible. Take time at the end of the day to review what you've done and to congratulate yourself on your achievements. A couple things that you can add to your work environment to help increase your productivity is you can have an aromatherapy diffuser that, and by smelling, aromatherapy really helps boost brain function, and really good essential oils to help boost your brain function in terms of gaining more mental alertness and clarity and help boost your memory. A rosemary essential oil, peppermint essential oil, lemon essential oil, lavender essential oil helps to boost your mood. Sage, frankincense, cypress, lemongrass, palmarosa, grapefruit, bergamot, and which happybeingwell.com does carry these essential oil blends and aromatherapy diffusers to help make you much more calm, peaceful, having more clarity. And also Happy Being Well provides already essential oil blends already specifically for clarity. You can already get a clarity essential oil blend that include bergamot, grapefruit, palmarosa, and lemongrass. You don't have to mix them yourself, but if you want to buy these separately, you can do that separately on happybeingwell.com and then mix them yourself to give that extra clarity boost. Also, happybeingwell.com carries a memory essential oil blend that has the essential oils to help with your memory. These include lavender oil, rosemary oil, cypress oil, and clary sage oil, already mixed and blended for you for the purposes of enhancing your memory. Also, what I also do to help me improve my productivity is I have a salt lamp by my computer. Salt lamps, Himalaya salt lamps, are amazing. They are also really pretty to look at. They're very calming. Salt lamps release negatively charged ions. These negative ions neutralize positively charged ions given out by computers. Negatively charged ions create an environment that is similar to being near the sea or a waterfall, and are what give the air in these areas that fresh feeling. Happybeingwell.com also carries Himalayan salt lamps, and you can pick one up for under $36 at happybeingwell.com. Free shipping in the USA on all items. And also another great product that Happy Being Well does carry is we had to help you stay productive and have that mental energy is drinking water. We want to stay hydrated throughout the day. Drinking as much water as possible really helps us. We don't want to be dehydrated. When you're dehydrated, it reduces your energy. And actually, sometimes when you have headaches, it's a cause of dehydration. And drinking lemon water is, we all heard there's so many benefits of lemon water when trying to flush out those toxins out of our body. So happybeingwell.com does provide an awesome water bottle that has a built-in presser as well. So it makes drinking lemon water so much more easier for on the go and at the office or at the gym or wherever you're going out of your home. There's a built-in presser. You simply just grab a lemon. You can just grab a lemon and bring it to work with your water bottle and then press it at work. There's a presser built in. So convenient, so easy to use, and super, super easy to clean. And that's also on happybeingwell.com as well. Under their water bottle section in the gear section. And so those are a few tips to really help boost your productivity and stay mentally and physically healthy. Also, if you have to make a number of phone calls, group them together. It is much more efficient. Turn off your phone if you do not wish to be disturbed. If you work from home, invest in an extra phone and don't answer the business phone out of office hours. Do not answer the phone just before or during meals. It is really important that the person will call you back. Don't let your phone take over your life. Answer calls only when it suits you and make calls only when you have plenty of time. Also, when we're paying attention to our workspace, make sure that it's not cluttered. A cluttered desk makes it more difficult to work effectively. Tidy your desk at the end of each day. Make use of in, out, and pending trays and keep everything you need close at hand. Keep a supply of stationery and pens within an easy reach of your desk and dispose of those that no longer work. Pause for thought. Most of us are governed by clocks, constantly under one deadline or another in order to achieve efficiency and productivity. As slaves of time, we constantly rush to get things done, frequently making mistakes instead of thinking about what we are trying to achieve. Taking a moment to stop and think gives you the opportunity to act with greater consciousness and react more appropriately to the situation. A pause also lets you say no and avoid committing yourself to too many things at once. Take a break. This is so important that we take breaks. It is universally recognized that to work for long hours without a regular break is damaging to your health and can on occasion be extremely dangerous. It's just like driving. You have to stop every couple of hours as your concentration and abilities begin to fail. Many office chairs are bad for the posture, and long hours spent staring at a computer screen can cause eye strain. So also too, it's really helpful to wear Blu-ray glasses to help protect your eyes. One common thing I do is I look away from the screen, you know, every 30 minutes to give my eyes a break. You know, look at something if you can, like a tree, look out the window, look at something that's appeasing to the eye. You can look at your salt lamp that's by your desk that is protecting you from the computer. So that's really, really important. And it can, and also too, spending long hours sitting down, it may increase neck ache and back ache. So it's also important to get up, stretch, and walk around at least once an hour. Take time off for lunch and eat away from your desk if possible. Remember that by law, you are entitled to have regular breaks, and you will be much more productive if you take them. So if you work for yourself, if you work at home, go out and take a walk around the block. If you are working for someone else in an office, you know, maybe just for lunch, if there's nearby places to eat, go walk to get your lunch, or just take a walk, you know, just nearby your workplace, just for that quick fresh air and just to get some oxygen. When to switch off. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that the longer you spend at work, the more you will get done. When in fact, the opposite is more likely. Working excessive long hours and taking work home is counterproductive. Keeping work and home separate and being able to spend quality time with your family is essential. If you spend your leisure time relaxing, you will return to work refreshed and be able to give it your full attention. If you are being thrown into a state of panic by an approaching deadline, make a conscious effort to calm down, instruct yourself to stop, then close your eyes and breathe slowly and deeply. Feel yourself becoming more relaxed. Notice your heartbeat slowing down. If you want to do a meditation, refer back to one of our previous episodes on Happy Being Well for some guided meditation episodes. Taking time off is super, super important. A vacation is a chance to rest and recharge your batteries, but all too often it turns into another stressful event. Mental and physical preparation will make potential difficulties easier to deal with. Planning is the key to a successful vacation. First of all, choose your vacation that suits you and your family. Find out as much as you can about your destination before you go so that you know what your itinerary will be and what to pack. A few days before, prepare yourself mentally by making an effort to slow down. Maybe take an extra day off work to unwind. I hope you guys enjoyed those tips on how to make work much more productive, much more healthier and joyful, have a well and balanced life so you can be happy being well. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it out with your friends and family who can benefit from listening to this. And remember, subscribe so you don't miss another upcoming episode of Happy Being Well. And remember, guys, drink lemon water and be happy being well, sending light and love to you all. Enjoy your day or evening.